We have a parsha, very strange parsha. We talked last week about a situation, and it's not stam a situation. A situation, the stories in Chumash are there to teach us about our lives. We have to learn from these stories and integrate them into our lives. Klal Yisrael are in a high. HaKadosh Baruch has forgiven them the Ma'aseh HaEgel. They built a Mishkan, Hashras, Hashchina, the bringing Korbanos, the Zamar HaEsh, Amar HaOner, and they're moving quickly on the way to Eretz Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, things begin to unravel. And as we said, sometimes you get very used to living at a certain thing level. You take it for granted. And taking it for granted, you don't appreciate that which you have. And then in the end, you lose it. But they're moving towards Eretz Yisrael. There's Moshe at the head. And then comes the story of the Meraglim. Now, who are these Meraglim? Kulam Anoshim, the Choshev people. When Yoshua joins them, now who is Yoshua ben Nun? He's Moshe Rabbeinu's right-hand man. Moshe so Yoshua ben Nun lo yomish mitocho, he doesn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu for a second. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets a feel that these Meraglim have a bad attitude. And he's afraid that Yoshua ben Nun is going to get pulled into it. Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Yehoshua. And Rashi says, call you Shiachom e'atzas Meraglim. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you from being pulled into their aids. So you're talking about Choshev people, and Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that even Yoshua ben Nun will be pulled in. And so what was the problem? And what does that mean in our lives? When the month fell, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Moshe Rabbeinu, kach tzitzenes mon. Take a little flask, a little bottle of mon, and put it in the olam oed. Why? So Klal Yisrael should know for doros where their parnosa comes from. Bitochon is a very challenging mitzvah. Bitochon is a chi of gomor. Bitochon means when I take antibiotic, what is my attitude supposed to be? My attitude is supposed to be, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make me better via the antibiotic. I have to live within teva. Teva is not just independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to certain rules and according to certain ways. And one of the ways he runs it is that when you're sick, you take certain medicines that make you better, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making you better. Ki ani Hashem rofecho. We say, Refu'enu Hashem v'nei rofe. Hoshim kisi l'seinu ato. You are the source of refuah. So if I, a simple example, if I have an antibiotic, what am I supposed to do? Take the antibiotic. I can't say, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get better, I'm going to get better. No, I have to take the antibiotic. But in the front of my mind, I have to have, and that's the mitzvah nechir bitochen, it's an avodah. What do I have? I have to know this. I'm taking the antibiotic. This is the means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make me better. I go into a business deal. Onklus says what? An amazing onklus. When you're in a business deal, you want to know to buy this investment or not. And you bought it cheap and you sold it expensive, the stock zoomed up 10 times. Who gave you that aid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he is there, he is guiding me, and he is in the front of my mind. Now that's not so easy in a world that's run by Teva. Klal Yisrael are in a midbar. They realize it's the malam in their teva. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving them the mon every day and the mayim every day to prepare them to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he told them, don't think when Eretz Yisrael is going to be any, you go into Eretz Yisrael, it's any different. It's all the same. Sometimes you see it black and white, it hits you in the face, and sometimes you don't see it. But it's the same. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't talk to power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you talking about? Who gave you the power to talk anything? Who gives anyone the power? I give. If I say you talk, you're going to be able to talk. There's no such thing independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing it. The Ramban, the famous Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo. He says, why do you have all this and gloom? Just to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, so we understand, even when you don't see it, he's running the world. Now they're going into Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to happen? They're going to regular life. Now, how does regular life work? Without Kadosh Baruch Hu, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is somewhere in the back and we're on our own. Or the same act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's Lamala Mideva Terach HaTeva, is the same act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's Betoch HaTeva. So they're nervous. How are we going to fight those wars? Well, how'd you fight Amalek? They knew. When Moshe raised his hands, Achicha Sheyor Moshe Yodov V'Gavra Yisrael Chashe Yoniach Yodov V'Gavra Amalek. So the commission in Rosh Hashanah says, what was happening? They were winning. What does that mean? When they understood that it was dependent on their power, they lost. Who are they against Amalek? Bunch of just freed slaves. They can't fight. When they realize it's not us fighting the battle, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting the battle, but we just have to go through the motions, then they won. The source of success lies in realizing who's running the situation. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them an education. But the problem with that education was HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised them very quickly to a certain madrega. What was the problem with the Egel Azov? He raised them very quickly. 7 weeks later, they're Makabal the Torah. Very quick rise in their level with Nisim and everything. 40 days later, crash. They couldn't hold on to that. They're back up. Now the question is, they have to hold on when they get into Eretz Yisrael with that feeling and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the situation. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do, it's going to happen. It's going to happen b'toch ha-teva, maybe. But it's going to happen. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it l'mala mi-derech ha-teva. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it b'toch ha-teva. So the pausing of Eschanan says, V'atikru v'en elai kulchem. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop himself, tell them to send spies. And if you came and you wanted, so what happens? We send spies. Why did we send spies? We send spies because you asked. Why? We want to check out the land. Wait a second. I don't know whether people pay attention to Birkas HaMazon. We call Eretz Eretz and Eretz Chemdo. What does the word Chemdo mean? From Lo Sachmo, a very desirous land. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in Eretz somehow that as people desire it. That's why the whole world's always fighting about it. What happened? Well, we got to check it out for ourselves. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you checking out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you it's in Eretz Chemda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you it's in Eretz Chemda. What are you talking about? But that's half of it. But there's another half of it. Can we win against these people? We can't. What do you mean, can you win against the people? Of course you can win against these people. It's not you winning against people. It's the Kaddish Baruch. But they know this is going to be a very big difference. They're going to Eretz Yisrael to conquer it. They're going to win those battles. How? With Derech HaTeva, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making sure it happens. They're not going to be Nisim Geluyim anymore. The moment they cross the Yarden, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu managing things B'toch HaTeva. Now, they've had a year and a half so far. They're in the second year. The second year, they're moving, and the Meraglim will come back. It's Tisha B'Av. So from Pesach to Tisha B'Av, not that much. Not in the second, it's a year and a half, a little less than a year and a half. And all of a sudden, they're worried, can we do it or we can't do it? So if you read this story superficially, they didn't have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so he punished them. Chazal had a much deeper understanding. Not so simple. Yes, Yom LaShana, Yom Shana LeYom, 40 days you were there, 40 years in the Midbar, etc. A whole different situation. A whole different situation is the Kaddish Baruch Hu's lesson. If I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael now, what's going to be of you? Nothing. It's a mechilta at the beginning of Beshalach, a very key mechilta, very deep insight to how human beings are. I see you can't hold on. HaKadosh Baruch was an active part of your life. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go to your field. You're going to go to an orchard. You're going to go to your vineyard. You're going to go to your business. You're going to go to this. You're going to go to that. And HaKadosh Baruch was going to fly right out of your mind. Torah Mateola. What's going to be with Torah? You'll open a safe for once. You'll do something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, what am I going to do to make sure that these, the next generation, easy come, easy go. These people, I lifted them up quickly, they can't hold on. So I'm going to raise a whole different generation. That whole different generation is going to sit for 37 and a half years now, almost 38 years. Then every morning they're going to wake up, they're going to share with Moshe Rabbeinu. In the afternoon there's a Chazorishe. At night there's a Chazorishe. Next morning they wake up, what are they going to do? They share from Moshe Rabbeinu. I am going to do a very, very simple thing. I'm going to keep them in the Midbar, Ad Shahatora Nivlo Be'evorim. The Torah will penetrate their very being. It's going to be in their blood. And therefore I know when they go to their fields and they go to their farms and they go to their flock and they go to whatever their parnos is, they're going to stay with Torah. This is a lesson to Doros. Last night I had a Talmud of mine in my house. He's a major figure in Israeli society. Runs all sorts of organizations. He's a major figure in general Israeli society. So I was talking with him last night. He came to me to discuss certain things about all of his projects. And he said, you know, looking back, he said, I look back when I was in yeshiva and my friends. This one left after 1 year, 2 years, whatever. Rashiva forced me to stay 6 years. Forced. I advised him strongly. What happened as a result to me? What happened to some of my friends? What happened to me is Torah became so part of me, you know, that I keep my siddurim. Here's a man who's busy. When the police have certain crises, they call him. When this one has, the whole country has his organization, the whole country's on his back to do all sorts of things. He says, but everyone knows, I know, whenever I call him, I always get on the phone, except from 9 to 11:30 in the morning. As a Seder learning, inviolate. He says, why did I do that? And why can I still stay a Ben Torah in everything I'm doing? With every different situation that he's involved in. You know why? Because those years I put in Torah. And he put his time in very seriously. He was telling me he used to have a chavrusa from 1 to 2 in the morning with Rabbi Naftali Eichen. He said when Rabbi Eichen got married, he couldn't go with him from 1 to 2 in the morning. So Rabbi Eichen was living in the neighborhood near where the yeshiva was then. He used to knock on Rabbi Eichen's door at 4:30 in the morning. And Rabbi Eichen would be in the Beit Medrash from 5 o'clock. Sometimes he's very tired, so Rabbi Eichen would stand there with his feet in cold water just to keep himself awake. That's where Rabbi Eichen said Talmud Chacham is today. And this guy, he said, because of that, because I put those years in Mesiras Nefesh learning, I'm not my Chavrus and Rabbi Eichen. But what I am, it's a very simple thing. Through and through a Ben Torah who I hold on to my limud Torah, because those years I put in, and then after I left, I was in Kailu, he did this, he did that, until he finally ended up in his Parnosa, whatever, his activities that he is today. This is a story of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. It's a story of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. What happened to them? Easy come, easy go. They were there, unbelievable experience. Just imagine what it is. We can't begin to imagine. They're surrounded by Gilui Shechina of an overwhelming amount. Every day there's Amar Esh, there's Amar Onan, there's Mishkan, they have Moshe Rabbeinu. They have a problem, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know too about Korban Pesach. Oh, I'll speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll come back to you tomorrow. Boom. And they see that the one that's the everything is, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of their eyes. But that's not the same thing as holding on to it when you go through daily life. Very far. Not the same thing. How do you make sure you hold on to it when you go through daily life? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not stammer punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything with the cheshbon. And that's the pasuk in B'Shalach says. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep them for 40 years in the temple? For Yom Lashana Yom. Ad Shah Torah Nivlei Bar. He wanted, before they go into Eretz Yisrael. It's not an easy come, easy go. It's a process. They're sitting and learning with themselves every morning, day after day, nonstop. There's no in Shabbos, out Shabbos, okay. You know, every other Shabbos they went to the beach in Gaza while they were there and seen it. No. It didn't happen that way. Happened a very different way. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send them out. You know, Klal Yisrael came, Teretz Yisrael, everything was fine. But little by little, by little, by little, by little, things began falling apart. They have problems. Amar Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always giving them pushes. And then, the Churban Beis HaMikdash is a Bayis Sheni. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola, I'm very nervous coming back to Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael not getting onto the same Madrega that Klal Yisrael were before. No Nevuah, no Ruach HaKodesh, there's no Ur HaVetuim. So the question is, what's going to prevent Klal Yisrael from falling apart? And the answer was, the first, they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of the Yetzer HaVodah Zarah. We don't understand that whole Yetzer HaVodah Zarah. We don't understand. It was there. They say it was there. But then they have another question. So how Klal Yisrael are going to hold on? So they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu a very simple thing. You have to reveal, we're not going to build the second base of Migdash until you reveal to us all the secrets of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is now have to going to be part of not the Yechidei school of Talmidei Chachamim and the rest of Klal Yisrael relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Beis HaMikdash, Nevuah, and all these things. No. A Hamonam is going to have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah. You have to break it down so it's much more accessible to everyone, all the sodos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes. That's why in Bayis Sheni, there's a tremendous explosion of Limud HaTorah. Became part of the general culture. Because that is the way they held on. And there was the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was about to be destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, well, how is Klal Yisrael going to be built? Can the Yamal Chacham, the Talmid Chacham have to be preserved? No. And that comes from this week's parsha. And that's a lesson for everybody. It's a lesson before you go out to the world. Of Talmidim in all walks of life. All walks of life. Rashi Yeshiva, Rashi Kola, Magid Yeshir, Rabbonim. And there are two groups. The one who hold on to Torah their entire life, have this seriously without Torah their whole life, they can confront all sorts of situations. Say, Al Tavinu Lo Lidein Yisrael. But Torah's there with them. Those who don't have a Seder, you see it, fizzles away. And how do you get that so that you stand up to that in the sign having it? You put that as a certain developmental part of your life. You put Torah in a very intense way. And then it stays with you the rest of your life. When I talk about Shabbos, people develop habits young. Shabbos can be a day of a lot of different things to people. Some people, they're getting drunk. Some people, it's a day of Menucho Kedusha. If you, when you're in yeshiva, you turn your Shabbos into a Yom of Limud HaTorah, it's serious Adar and learning. So then, the rest of your life, wherever you may be, whether Rosh Yeshiva, Magid Shir, a Rav, a businessman, a lawyer, a doctor, whatever. It's part of your life. These are the developmental years you have. People can take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you an opportunity. You're living in a world of unbelievable nisyonos. Unbelievable nisyonos. You know, I often think when I moved my family from Chicago to Los Angeles, I drove my family from Chicago to Los Angeles. It's a long trip. Came to the Mojave Desert. The first time I ever really went to the desert. And it was a big sign. Fill up now because it's a long way. Means in the desert. So I looked at my gas tank, it was half, two-thirds filled. I don't know, I didn't understand what that meant. My wife said, you got to fill up. Okay, I'm a good husband, I listen to my wife. So I filled up, and I keep going miles and miles and miles and miles. There's nothing there. It's desert. And along the side of the road, you see different cars that didn't fill up. And some guy who has a wonderful parnosa, he's driving down, selling gasoline at some exorbitant price, helping all these people who stop to the side of the road. Okay. People go through life, it's a long way. It's a big desert out there, let me tell you. It's a very big desert. You don't begin to realize what it is. It seems very nice. It's a big desert out there. You got to fill up now. Because it's a long way. And you don't want to run out of gas halfway through the desert. Klal Yisrael were there. They didn't appreciate everything. Moshe Rabbeinu realized they don't have a Kodesh Baruch. Ach b'Hashem al timrodu. What does he say? Ach b'Hashem al timrodu. What does Yeshua say? What does Kalev say? HaKadosh Baruch has been with us the whole way. Yeah, but it's going to be derech. And then he's going to keep me under all circumstances. But how's it going to work? Got to get a plan. That is the whole tragedy of the Meraglim, of the Dor HaMorah Midbar. Unbelievable Madrega. But to understand that even when they go into Eretz Yisrael, every step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running it. And the Teva doesn't run it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it Alpi Teva. They'll have to have fights, they'll have to have battles. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll take care. Sometimes you see the nays, sometimes you don't. That inability to say, I'm going from one stage to another stage, but I have to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in front of my mind. They couldn't do that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's the only way you're going to be able to do that. Sit and learn Torah for the next 38 years, and it'll be Nivla Be'evar, it'll go through your whole being. You'll be able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday life. If that applies to them, it applies to every one of us. That's the way we hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our lives. By having Torah Nivla Be'evar. Always remember that.